This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Nick Gass. Budget hearings have begun in the Missouri Senate, and already there are notable differences with the House and where that chamber wants to make cuts. While the House budget would give state workers earning less than $70,000 per year a 2% raise, the Senate version would limit those raises to workers making less than $45,000 per year. Republican Kurt Schaefer chairs the Senate Appropriations Committee.
We have some members, who are concerned at the amount of money that would cost. It's about $20 million total if we go with the House. It's about a little over 14 if we go with what's been proposed in committee.
Schaefer says they've concurred with the House and reversed Governor Nixon's proposed cuts to higher education. Schaefer appears to be leaning toward reversing the $28 million cut the House made to a program for the blind, but says he and his fellow budget writers haven't arrived at a decision yet. Budget meetings are scheduled through Good Friday, but Schaefer says he hopes to wrap things up by tomorrow. A proposal to limit teen access to tanning beds has divided Missouri House members. The legislation would require parents' permission for anyone younger than 18 to use a tanning facility and forbid anyone younger than 15 from using tanning equipment. Supporters cited concerns that excessive tanning causes cancer, but some other Republicans say the bill represents excessive government intrusion on individual freedoms. The legislation was set aside yesterday without receiving a vote. The American Society of News Editors announced yesterday it will move its headquarters from Reston, Virginia, to the Reynolds Journalism Institute in Columbia. The organization is focused on First Amendment rights for all types of journalism outlets. Roger Gaffke, the acting executive director of RJI, says ASNE approached them about 6 months ago with the possibility of collaboration. The final details were negotiated last month.
We're already starting to cooperate on projects. We announced some research results from projects that had been underway for a little while this morning at the national meeting about the census of individuals in the newsroom, numbers of staff members, and so forth.
The American Society of News Editors plans to be moved into its new headquarters on the MU campus in a few weeks. Three members of Missouri's congressional delegation say programs at the state's largest military bases are too important to cut or move elsewhere. Federal defense officials have said base closures are needed to save money, but U.S. Representatives Vicky Hartzler, Blaine Lutkemeyer, Todd Aiken, all Republicans, said Fort Leonard Wood and Whiteman Air Force Base should be spared from possible cuts. Senator Claire McCaskill, a Democrat and chair of the Senate Armed Forces Committee, has also said she would oppose base reductions. A military commission handles base cuts, and Congress can vote on their recommendations. During the last base reductions in 2005, an Air National Guard unit in St. Louis was closed and staff was cut at some military offices. For KBIA News, I'm Nick Gass.